KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. We've had some exciting things happening in the world of trails, and today we'll be talking about some more. So, as I said, we have a full house on Happy Trails. Emily Sinkhorn and I are also talking with Ben Moorhead and Jen Buck. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, morning, and good morning indeed. So we're taking a look at the big collaborative effort for what you guys have been working on with the Little River Trail. And Emily, I'll kind of let you take point on this one.
Sure, yeah. So the Little River Trail has been envisioned for a number of decades to extend the Hammond Coastal Trail north from McKinleyville and Clam Beach up to West Haven and to connect to Trinidad.
Very exciting.
Via Scenic Drive. Yeah, it's been very exciting. There has been a lot of effort over the years, and a lot of partnerships to get there. There's been, probably about 18, 20 years ago, there was planning for the extending the Hammond Trail. There was a Little River feasibility study conducted back in 2011, 2012 that was funded through the State Coastal Conservancy, and then the Trinidad Coastal Land Trust was able to purchase property at the north end of where the trail will be, which is at the kind of end of Scenic Drive, and that'll be able to serve as a future trailhead, and Ben can speak to that more. And Caltrans has been a very active partner, and Jen Buck here today on the line from Caltrans can speak to Caltrans' role as well. But all of Trinidad Coastal Land Trust and Humboldt County Association of Governments and Caltrans and RCAA worked together most just in the past few months to put together an application to the State Coastal Conservancy to complete preliminary design and environmental documentation for this one-mile project, and that was recently funded. So that is a real success.
Absolutely, and a mile doesn't seem like much, but this is a tough mile, right?
It certainly is. And Ben Moorhead with Trinidad Coastal Land Trust has been a real they've been a real champion for this project. So, Ben, can you kind of set the scenery for what the Little River Trail area looks like and how this trail will really help in getting across Little River and connecting West Haven and Trinidad?
Hi, everyone. This is Ben with the Trinidad Coastal Land Trust. Hopefully you can hear me.
Hear you just fine.
Yes, I call this section, or we do, the missing link in the California Coastal Trail. It will connect a really beautiful stretch for bikers and pedestrians to, connect all the way up from Patrick's Point State Park on bicycles, I guess, to the new Bay Trail on Humboldt Bay. So this, it'll serve a vital link. It'll add huge public benefits, and one of which is the 15 acres that the land trust owns on the northern end of the Little River above Moonstone Beach includes some special estuary habitat and wetland habitat that, we hope to be able to share with the public on a future trail, a spur trail off of this California Coastal, and then also to work with state parks and do some restoration of the native plants and dune habitat. So it's all forthcoming in future years. As Emily mentioned, it's taken too long to date, but a lot of progress has been made in the last couple of years. And at this point, like Emily mentioned, we just recently received our first large funding grant to initiate the studies, the engineering, and the permit process.
Fantastic. That really is great. So how are we getting across Little River?
Yeah, so I'll leave that to Jen Buck, who's on the line as well with Caltrans, but I would want to intro her by just saying that the proposed trail is within the Caltrans right-of-way parallel Highway 101.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the proposed route, which, you know, gives Caltrans, you know, authority and leadership, which they're stepping outside their box to join this collaborative partnership to, you know, get this important and safety improvement trail done. But, you know, Caltrans is working with partners in a new way. And so, Jen, take it from here.
Yeah, thank you, Ben. You know, this project is primarily within the Caltrans right-of-way, like Ben stated, so mm-hmm. It does make sense that Caltrans would be the administrator of the project. And just that, you know, Emily had touched on some of the history. We did apply for some active transportation grant funds previously, and we were not successful. So this part is really unique. We've kind of thought outside the box on how we're going to do it and how we're going to administer the project. And we had the opportunity to get this grant from the State Coastal Conservancy, and RCAA and Caltrans will be working in partnership to get the environmental studies completed. And that, I think, will make it much more competitive for future funding sources once those become available. So physically, how we're getting across Little River, the project does propose a bridge, but once we get into the environmental studies and really start looking at alternatives, then we will select the alternative to cross the river. And right now we're thinking it will be some sort of pedestrian bridge. So vehicles will not be allowed to go on, but it will be a pedestrian bridge that's closer to the beach than the highway. Currently out there right now, it's just Highway 101. And there's guardrail and really narrow shoulders and 65-mile-per-hour speeds. And so it's not safe for people to cross.
Right.
And so that's kind of, not only is it really great that it's going to be connecting into the regional trail system, so it will connect 27 miles of regional trail system, but it also will promote Caltrans' goal of making our transportation facilities safer for all users, not just for vehicles, but for bicyclists and pedestrians as well.
Now, when you say a pedestrian bridge, I assume that also includes bicycles, correct?
Correct, yes, yeah.
Fantastic.
It would just be too small for cars to drive across.
Right. They've already got a bridge.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, that is great. And what kind of timeline are we looking at? I know there's still some more work to be done, but if all goes according to plan, what kind of timeline are we looking at?
Well, most likely the environmental work and kind of preliminary design will be in these next 2 years, so into 2021. But then there's an opportunity for Caltrans with, you know, its partners to apply for active transportation program mm-hmm. funding again in this cycle coming up this spring, summer. And so we're hopeful that, within the next 5-8 years, we could see a trail on the ground. But it's always hard to put years to things. When, you know, right now I'm just really excited that this trail is moving forward with such an important phase, which will, you know, really make this project a lot more competitive for construction funds.
And I think one thing that really does add a lot of heft to it is the fact that so much is being done with the trails that are going to connect with it. Like the Humboldt Bay Trail is going forward. And, of course, with the Great Redwood Trail, this becomes part of that as well. So I think that kind of adds a little bit more heft behind the ask.
Oh, yes, certainly does. And it certainly really makes the case that of a regional trail system, and that's been our hope for many decades. That's been what, the focus mm-hmm. of KHUM Happy Trails has been.
Yep.
So it's really exciting that there has been so much progress. And I really would say this, again, just to emphasize, this project really would not be moving forward if not for the collaboration between Caltrans and the Trinidad Coastal Land Trust and RCA and others. And it really, a real positive step, and this would not be moving forward without Caltrans agreeing to pursue this project in the future phases and have this project be part of its operations and maintenance. And especially since many of the walking, biking funding sources require a public agency to apply. And so that's been a big step. And it's been exciting to see that type of collaboration here in District 1 with Caltrans. And Jen Buck has been a big part of that. And it's exciting because a similar collaboration between Caltrans and the county is occurring in Manila for the Manila Trail. And we've talked about that project on the radio before, but that's really coming up kind of next year that we can hopefully see that project start on the ground.
That is so exciting. And, Jen, I know that one of the big things is, of course, the funding. What kind of expense are we looking at putting in a bicycle and pedestrian bridge across the river there?
You know what? I don't have the construction estimate in front of me, so I wouldn't be able to break out the bridge by itself. But
right.
It is kind of a pricey project. The last time we put the estimate together for the project as a whole, our estimate was $10.4 million.
It's always it's pricey putting in bridges.
Exactly. You have to understand the context. It is a bridge proposed. It's a very long bridge. And it also, that whole area is very environmentally sensitive. So we're going to have to make sure that we are doing all of the appropriate cultural studies and protection measures that are needed, and working with the public and doing outreach, making sure that we purchase any right of way that's necessary. And there's a lot that goes into it. It's not going to be a simple project. Even though it is a trail, it sounds simple. It's really not going to be that simple. So our estimate is a little bit high, but I'm confident that once we can get the environmental document done, it will make the project just so much more competitive so that we can go in asking for additional competitive funds like Active Transportation Program and be in a position to receive them.
Yeah, I agree. And as I said, being part of this big regional trail system and being a kind of a missing link that kind of pulls it all together, I think definitely makes it a good choice for funding. You get a lot of bang for the buck.
Yeah, it does. And the CTC, which is the California Transportation Commission, who selects the projects from the Active Transportation Program, they really like to see those projects that have the community backing, in a sense, where it's like a phase three of a three-part project. Then they know that they are completing a segment that does make it more competitive, and it does make it a project that they really like to see come to fruition. So like you were talking about with the Hammond Trail and the Bay Trail and all of the other trails that are coming around in the community, that does definitely help our region secure more funding in the future.
Yep. That is for sure. It is kind of amazing, Emily. We were just discussing the fact that the fact is that my time here at KAHM is coming to an end, as is the show Happy Trails. But in the past 12 years, we have really we have seen a lot of growth, and of course, we are going to be doing a very special Happy Trails wrap up. Make note on your calendars, people, on the 19th. Do we want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's amazing of that it's been 12 years that you've been hosting the show, and I love that you turned a real hardship for you of being hit on your bicycle into something that has had a real impact in really spreading awareness and education around trails, and really have been a voice for the need for a regional trail system. And so in those 12 years, and I think I've been here along with you either every week or every month for 9.5 of them. And that's a long time, but it's also gone by really fast, and it's amazing to see what we now have as far as the trail system, and that there's so much momentum growing. That's... So it seems on the 19th, we'll have a, a lot of people in person in the studio.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Is Jen Rice going to be able to make it?
Well, we'll see. I hope so.
That would be great.
Hey, Cliff.
Yes.
Hey, what about an evolution of the Happy Trails into, you know, something new after you leave? It doesn't have to say goodbye for good.
Perhaps. We'll see.
Perhaps.
We'll see.
Hey,
yeah.
And one more plug for the Little River Trail for
yes.
folks interested. They can get more information, check out some photos and maps on our Trinidad Coastal Land Trust website. Looking under the header for the Little River Trail, and you could also there you'll also be able to find out other new information from our land trust, like we are the new owners and managers of the Luffenholtz Beach Park property, and we're always looking for volunteers, and we're hosting lots of events, so we want to ask your listeners, if they are interested, to check us out on our website and sign up.
Fantastic. And, well, as we said, to kind of cap this thing up here, this is a small little piece. We're looking at just a mile, but it's a real important mile. And I really appreciate all the collaborative work, all these different agencies coming together to make something really wonderful happen for our community. That's what I like to see.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Fantastic. All right, we are unfortunately out of time, but this conversation you will find podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.